Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 17th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from San Francisco, California. I got a great diary today by one of our newer handlers, Tom Vep. Tom is writing about an exploited machine that he was investigating recently, and it featured a Litecoin miner. Now, Bitcoin miners have become one of the staples in exploits these days. Many exploits do install Bitcoin miners to monetize exploits that machines. Litecoin, not quite as common, but certainly also fits in there. Litecoin is sort of a cheaper version of Bitcoin, so a little bit simpler to mine, even though they're not as much worth as Bitcoin, but the approach is pretty similar. Aside from this Litecoin miner, Miner D, Tom did discover a couple of other sort of very regular stable parts of some of these Linux exploits. For example, he did find an IRC backdoor, also sort of an interesting Perl backdoor, but then also a Trojan SSH deprocess. That's more common, I think, than most people know as the result of an exploit. And if the attacker is reasonably good in hiding it, they sometimes survive cleanup efforts. For example, in this case, the attacker did go through the trouble to actually change timestamps on affected files, making it a little bit harder to discover them. Yes, looking at checksums and verifying RPMs may find these modified binaries, but frequently, if you are in a rush, people don't spend the effort necessary to do proper incident handling, and that's something you should certainly pay attention to. And the usual advice, of course, applies: try to rebuild the system from scratch. And while we're talking about Bitcoin, yet another story about how sought after Bitcoins have become and how Bitcoins can be used to trick users into doing stupid things. Now, I'm a big Mac fan myself, and one of the things I do like about Macs is that you do have simple access to a full Unix terminal, but probably realistically speaking, most Mac users have never opened a terminal. So recently on the somewhat hackerish forum site 4chan, advice came up that Apple actually had a Bitcoin miner already on Macs installed. Apparently, they started doing that in 2009, and they published a little command to activate this supposed Bitcoin miner. The interesting part was that the command to activate the Bitcoin miner is rm-rf/*, which essentially deletes all files from your systems, at least all files that you have write access to, which is quite a bit on a Mac as a normal user with admin access. And as a result, you essentially destroy your operating system. Just to point out how few users know these basic Unix commands, well, apparently it did cause quite an outrage on 4chan and a good number of trash systems as a result. This isn't really the first time that something like this happened. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a similar scam affecting Xbox One users. Now, in this case, it was a little bit more plausible, but essentially what happened here, the Xbox One came out. It didn't play Xbox 360 games, so someone on 4chan posted instructions that are supposed to make Xbox 360 games run on Xbox One. Just what it actually did was prick the Xbox One and essentially make it useless. As they say, well, not everything on the internet is right, so certainly whenever you see something like this posted, double check it. I have seen this also been exploited against more sophisticated users. Of course, the rm-rf trick may not work, but just giving a pen tester a script that supposedly does include a new Saturday exploit and having them run it on their system and then have that script execute rm-rf, that certainly has happened multiple times. And last week, I talked about Microsoft taking legal actions to shut down command control servers in charge of the Zero Access botnet. Now, we have a blog post now by Dambella trying to evaluate how successful this takedown was, and sadly, it did apparently only affect about one-third of the command control infrastructure of Zero Access. In part, this is a rather difficult to take down botnet because it does at least in part rely on a peer-to-peer architecture, which of course is a lot harder to take down than your traditional sort of centralized command control architecture that we have seen a lot in the past. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.